listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Friday, April 29th, and it is a good day in studio. We've talked a lot about, a decent amount, about our International Mercy medical teams that travel to places around the world where mercy is needed, and we offer support with our partner churches around the world. Joining me in studio this morning, Tracy Quatham, Manager of Life and Health Ministries for the LCMS Office of National Mission. Tracy, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's always fun to talk about what's going on with Mercy Teams, and we're doing something new.
We are. It's very exciting, a brand new pilot program. We are going to send our very first domestic Mercy Medical Team this August.
So our Mercy Teams, we've been doing Mercy Medical Teams since what, 2006?
Right.
2006, traveling around the world, working with our partner churches, providing support, community health education, treatment if needed,
right,
in some places. But why not do it at home?
It's been something we wanted to do, mm-hmm, but for two reasons. First, we didn't really have the LCMS infrastructure in place. We always work with a local with a missionary, an LCMS missionary, mm-hmm, and also a little bit of barrier for clinical care in the United States with our laws and regulations.
Sure.
But since we've just recently launched the Mission USA field, we have domestic missionaries, mm-hmm, and they provide the great contact that we need to do this.
And thanks be to God for those domestic, mm-hmm, missionaries. And let's bring in our phone guest, Deaconess Melissa DeGroat. Good morning, Deaconess Melissa.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you with us this morning. And we're talking to you in, you're in Philly, right?
That's right.
Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries, and that's where we're headed, right, Tracy?
We are. We will be there in August. I'm working with the DeGroats and their community.
Now, Melissa, how are you connected to Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries and serving the community there in Philly?
Well, I am married to missionary pastor Adam DeGroat, who was called here 2 years ago, and just recently the Synod has picked up the need for, you know, I guess, as Tracy was saying, the infrastructure and the support for urban missions. Excuse me. And so my husband has been called by the Synod as one of the first pioneers of domestic missions. He and I believe another man, Peter Burfind, and several others are kind of emerging and will be supported through Synod through urban missions.
Can you describe the community where you live and serve in Philadelphia?
Yes. There was an article that I had posted and I'd actually shared with this upcoming Mercy team that within our zip code alone, we have 40% of the population that is foreign born. So we're talking immigrants and refugees of every ethnicity, tribe, and nation. Over 30 languages are spoken here. And, you know, while most cities are probably pretty ethnically diverse, just to give some perspective, I believe there's only about 28% within Philadelphia that are foreign born. So match that against where we live and where our church is, that's significantly more.
So how would you describe the needs of the community?
They're varied. I think this is the challenge of the area, and I think not just with us, with other churches and trying to reach people as they're in transition. This seems to be historically, it was maybe a more white-collar/blue-collar, and now it's kind of gone in a direction of blue-collar and subsidized housing, and so a lot of people here are really in transition, and we've kind of come to learn and see how to meet those needs, and honestly, Shepherd of the City in our area is, in the 2 years that we've been here, seemingly a way station for individuals who are here for a couple of months or a year, and then they move on. So it's one of those things where we've come to learn that, we've come to, you know, embrace it and know that the Lord is doing good work even for the short time that we get to be with certain individuals.
Tracy, when we send out a Mercy Medical team to an international location, we come at the invitation of the partner church, our partner church there.
Right.
How is this domestic Mercy Medical team like that?
It's really the same process where the domestic missionary, in this case, the DeGroats, go through Reverend Steve Shave, who's the director of Inner City and Urban Ministry, and he serves as the regional director, kind of like mm-hmm. we do internationally. So we use the same process. It's just that our flights are a little shorter and a whole lot less expensive.
Yeah.
Probably fewer immunizations as
right.
well. And your passport. Do you have to have a passport to get into Philadelphia, Melissa?
Maybe next year after the elections, we'll see.
So we come at the invitation mm-hmm. of those serving in the area who already know the community, know what the needs are.
Right, and that's the main thing, is mm-hmm. that we can address whatever the need is. We can address that need in the community. For example, it wouldn't do any good for us to go into Philadelphia and teach malaria prevention. Obviously, there's not malaria in Philadelphia, but if there's a problem with drug addiction or they need English as a mm-hmm. second language or any of those kinds of needs, we can address those.
However, if there were a malaria outbreak, we'd be well equipped.
Right.
We have the resources to teach on that as well. But good point that we want to be well equipped to serve the needs where we're going,
right.
and be ready for that. So what are some of the things we'll be addressing at the Philadelphia location? What are on this team?
Melissa and I are still talking about that. Mm-hmm. As she kind of develops a plan, we'll get together and come up with some topics that we want to talk about. I know we've talked about addictions. We've talked about mm-hmm. the problem of children unattended because their parents are working, some health issues, diabetes, kidney things, lifestyle issues. So we'll narrow it down and address those.
Deaconess DeGroat, how are you preparing for a team descending on Philadelphia with you and ready, coming in, hands and hearts open, ready to serve?
With lots of prayer and enthusiasm. As Tracy said, we are collaborating and working out all of these logistics and actually getting maybe some other area churches involved, also clergy, and that's another, maybe we're going in that direction, but along with my husband, Reverend Rod Kuzlowski, and some local pastors have been informed about this event, and will be present on site during it, and so there will be a good clergy presence to be a point of contact for members of the community and so forth. We're still in process as far as preparing and all of this will certainly be worked out as the months get closer.
Tracy, when is this first domestic team taking place?
We will be there August 25 through 28. One of the great things about working domestically is without the long flights, the time changes, we can accomplish a lot more, mm-hmm. more quickly. One of the most important things of this, any trip, is when we do community health education, we also take time to do some training in the local congregation so that after we leave, they can continue addressing the needs of the community.
Melissa, what are you hoping will be some of the outcomes of this team? What do you hope will be some of the residual things that stay on after the team has left?
Sure. I'm hopeful that the team will just, be an example, a reflection of the church, letting the church be the church in this community and to be a point of contact. So people who we see almost every day, I mean, now that we've been here 2 years, I see people walking by. We live two doors down from the church and we, these are familiar faces. They're not strangers anymore. And to be able to connect with our community and let them know that this is a place of refuge, a place where we obviously receive Jesus and that there is compassion to be had here, most especially in Word and Sacrament, but also, in taking care of our bodies that God has given us. And so with the, you know, the medical team coming and being able to be representatives of this, you know, wonderful confession of faith that we have, you know, perhaps it's a tall order, but I know the Lord, you know, will and can work through these means, and who knows what wonderful benefits will come from it.
Melissa, how is this? I was thinking about your preparation, your training, and you know, this formation of becoming a deaconess. How does this fit into all that you prepared to do and to be as a deaconess?
Oh gosh, how much time do we have? this really just marries well with the deaconess training and caring for body and soul, and simply showing mercy to our neighbor, and that is as simple as it gets. You know, just it's as simple as it gets, and it's, you know, serving the other, serving others, our neighbors, and just, you know, showing them where Christ is to be found. And I think that's one of the beautiful things, is to be on the doorsteps of the church and be able to point them into the sanctuary, where the pastors will be, and where the pastors will be, you know, walking around and, you know, basically saying, do you need prayer? And certainly I could do that too. And any Christian can, but to be able to point them to, Pastor DeGroat, who has been called here, and to be able to connect them to the man God has sent.
Tracy, with this being our first team, you mentioned there are some advantages to, you know, the shorter travel time. I would imagine that that also brings down the cost, too, in terms of what it normally would cost for a Mercy team to go out.
It does, like I said, especially in the airfare. I mean, we still have to eat. We still have to stay somewhere and things like that. But with the airfare, of course, to fly to Philadelphia is way less expensive than to fly to Africa or some other places. Really, to have that permanent presence of the DeGroats, the domestic missionary, was the piece that we needed. We'll be there for just 4 days, but we provide that contact in the community for the church, for the missionary that is there as the permanent presence.
How many spots are on this team? Are they all full? Are there spots available?
We're full, I will say, because this is the first time I kind of handpicked some people who have some experience internationally with Mercy Medical teams. We'll do the pilot, and then hopefully next year on our schedule, you'll see some other domestic opportunities as well. Really hoping that many times people contact me, they're interested, they want to go on a Mercy Medical team, but they simply can't afford it or can't take the 2 weeks that you need to do that internationally, and hoping that this provides an opportunity for some people to get involved.
Right. Tell me about it. It's hard to get away from regular responsibilities for 2 weeks, 1 week maybe, but 2 weeks. They kind of get nervous when, especially in radio, when we disappear for 2 weeks. Well, Melissa, what are you looking forward to most about this upcoming team in August and getting out into the community and connecting with the folks serving, especially through community health education?
Yeah, I whenever we have visitors, which is seemingly becoming a very regular thing, you know, much to our joy, is simply being able to be with each other and to get to know each other and to see where the Lord takes that relationship and builds it further down the line, you know, especially in support of what we're doing here. So, yeah, as we go forward and as they arrive and we, you know, have a schedule etched out, I'm just looking forward to just being together. So.
And everybody's bunking at your place, right?
That's the plan.
And this is another wonderful thing about the DeGroats and their church in Philadelphia is they are set up. A couple years ago, they hosted the Lutheran Youth Corps pilot, where one of the members of that team is coming now with us because she's already been in the community, met people who are in the community, and hopefully that connection remains. So they're very well set up, wonderful hosts, and we look forward to being there.
Very good. Well, will we be able to, how can we follow what's going on with the Mercy Medical team, the domestic Mercy Medical team?
I have a blog, the LCMS Leader blog. We post things there. There will be a reporter story. We have Facebook.
Are you going to do Facebook Live?
Not yet, but maybe in the future.
We got to do Facebook Live this last weekend for Share-a-thon. That's intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Peter Slayton walking around with the iPad set up for right. Facebook Live. You could go live, Deaconess DeGroot.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, goodness. Well, what will be, Deaconess DeGroot, what will be your main responsibility once the team is there?
I think the basic thing will be just coordinating the schedule and just, you know, helping people get acclimated and we'll, you know, just go from there and just enjoy the time that they're there and to point people in the right direction to, mm-hmm. to whatever resource they need.
Now, when Tracy travels on these Mercy medical teams, she usually relies on an interpreter or a translator as well. Will you be able to help with that too?
Well, interestingly enough, and maybe Tracy can speak to this a little bit more, but we do have another deaconess coming who is bilingual, and so we're really excited about that because we do have a huge Spanish population here.
Well, thanks be to God for the gifts that you have a bilingual team member as well that can help out with that. Well, we'll follow on the Leader blog, lcms.org. You can find the Leader blog on there. Keep up with what's going on with our first domestic Mercy medical team. And Deaconess Melissa DeGroot, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Tracy, always great to talk with you.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.